Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Heavy artillery fire struck cities around Ukraine today, among them Mariupol in the south and the capital Kyiv and Kharkiv to the north. Kharkiv is some 20 miles from the Russian border. Maria Avdieva lives there. She's a security analyst who has been documenting the city's struggles in her commentaries and videos. Maria, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure.
We spoke to you a few days into the shelling, and at that point there had been a major strike to a government building, a university, the major town square. What is happening there now?
So the Russian troops do not stop terrorizing the city from the air. It means they drop bombs on the residential areas and continue shellings. People have no possibility to live there in most of the houses because they are either completely destroyed or have no windows. And that means that they have no heating and no electricity, no water supply. And Russia still didn't manage to get control over the city. And Ukrainian troops are even doing counter-offensive operations on the ground, and that is why the bombardments from the air and shellings are the only way of Russia to threaten the civilians. And this day, today, was especially intensive. I woke up because of the shellings, and then one explosion was so hard that actually the walls of my apartment were shaken. One of the rockets hit a five-story building, almost all in ruins, and about six people died. And there are still the emergency services working on there to try to get some people who probably survived from what was left of it.
So do you feel as though if schools are being bombed, medical facilities, residences, as you said, is there ever a time where you can let your guard down? Do you ever feel safe during the course of a day?
I don't actually feel safe. I think no one in Kharkiv does because there is no safe place here. Even I spoke to the woman this morning who lives in the metro. So she moved there on the 24th of February because she said that her house is completely destroyed and she sleeps on the floor in the metro station. Even she today have heard this huge explosion. So everywhere you feel unsafe now. And that is what I think Russia's goal is, to constantly terrorize the civilian population of Kharkiv, how they do it, for example, in Mariupol now, the same situation. In Kharkiv, the city is completely empty. There are shortages of food supplies. The elevators are not working. I live in the upper floor. Imagine the elderly couple living, you know, my neighbors. So there are volunteers who are helping them to bring food. And people are trying not to be outside at all so that you will not be hit because of the airstrike.
Right. So you walk out to try and get food or water and you're risking your life every time you head out. Maria, you mentioned the major port city of Mariupol, which is farther south and now very much under siege. You tweeted about a pregnant woman who died days after the airstrike on a maternity hospital there. The International Committee of the Red Cross says if there aren't evacuation routes to get people out of Mariupol and to get provisions in, the human suffering will be enormous. Is there any indication that Ukrainian forces and civilians in Mariupol have enough arms and artillery to try and present any kind of a defense against Russian military forces there?
What I see now in Mariupol, I think that this is a pure genocide of Ukrainian people there. They have no food supplies, water, anything. And this young pregnant woman was killed in the hospital. What it looks like now is that Russian commanders are furious because they have no success in the on-the-ground operation. And that's why they put everything they have, every kind of weapon they have there. And of course, Ukrainian military are holding up, but I don't know how much longer will the city of Mariupol will be able to continue fighting, and especially because Russia blocks any attempts to make these humanitarian corridors. They understand if they will let the people go, there will be no hostages left in the city.
Just want to ask you one more question before we let you go. As a security analyst, I know your focus is Russian disinformation. What specifically are you looking at now?
The wave of disinformation is so enormous that I have never seen anything like that before. They continue to deny the fact of this war, deny the losses among Russian military personnel, and deny the deaths of Ukrainian civilians. And what is more, they now claim that Ukraine is preparing some kind of chemical attack or nuclear bomb against Russia. That means that any moment they can make this false flag operation and actually use chemical weapons as they have did in Syria, because we have seen the same scenario realized there.
We hope you stay safe, and we hope to be in touch with you again. Ukrainian security analyst Maria Avdayeva talking to us from her home in Kharkiv, Ukraine, just over 20 miles from the Russian border. Maria, thank you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.